If you look at the portion of budgets in marketing today, in advertising and promotion, it's still the ratio is you know, the minority of the spend is in the digital spend. But actually, it's very hard to measure the output of it, and it's very hard to justify increasing it, except now everybody's just doing it. Because although we can't understand it that well, every chief marketing officer that we see, including we have a relationship with Apple, you know, all of the big companies, these are big brands that we deal with, everyone is shifting their spend into the digital media. So when you shift spend into digital media, again, it means that you need to have tools to take the data and bring it in one place about your customers in a way that you can satisfy your marketing organization, your finance organization, the marketeers themselves, right, and what they're going to do with it with agency, creative agencies. And then you have to worry about all the government and regulation that you deal with. And so that's the critical core capability that is going to be the competitive advantage for most organizations in the future. This whole data explosion that's happening is really fueled by this whole kind of digital marketing experience that we're trying to create with consumers. Just the multiplier of consumers. In Diageo, I was visiting Brazil. And in Brazil, there are something like 190 million people. And there's around 190 million mobile phones. You can't really connect much else up across that whole country. It's one of the high growth parts of the world. But you know what? How you access consumers and then take that information and process it is the most important thing that we can do. So that's one of the critical areas. And I'm just going to give you an idea of one of these campaigns that Diageo has done that creates a challenge for me. And how do you take the information? How do you work with Facebook? How do you try and figure out the effective nature of all of your campaigns, your trade promotions you do in the market, and then drive the growth of your brands and your products with your consumers and customers. In all of those countries across the world, on the same day, creating this experience of, you know, build their own sort of nightclub and nightlife interaction, all took place on Facebook, all in an incredibly short period of time, you know, with millions of aspects of data that we had to capture. And so that's just one example. So with the spend and the shift where it is happening right now, you know, in some companies it's sort of like a 90-10 split. 90% traditional media, 10% digital is still a lot. But actually, as that shift changes over time, it's going to create, you know, this data explosion I mentioned. And then we all have to be ready for it. So when I talked about, and it goes back to some of the boring stuff of what does the infrastructure look like? What does, you know, your variabilization look like? How fast can you create the infrastructure to deal with the kinds of things that will happen as the whole marketing organization, as they get one idea, and within a couple of weeks, you have an explosion of a campaign, you know, on all kinds of social media platforms, interacting with all kinds of different hardware across the world, you know, that's the challenge. And so that's what we've been doing, and that's sort of our idea, you know, when we say business intelligence, it's how do we respond to and understand all of the different ways that we're interacting with our consumers.